Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is me, and you're listening to The Metaphysical Edge. We're here on GGM Radio, Saturday at 12 noon. Hi! All right, Orville Byrd, my favorite musician. Please do go to orvelbyrd.com, ARVELBIRD.com. Check out where Orville is going to be next. Check out all his latest music, his latest CDs. Check out his latest information, ArvelByrd.com. Excellent. Hey, everybody. It's Saturday. We've got some folks on hold. We are doing the thing today. Our thing today is going to be free mini readings, so give us a call in. 347-237-5339. We'll get you on the air, and we'll see what my guides and your guides have to tell us today. If there's anything pressing that you need to know, messages from the other side, perhaps. Dream analysis. What happens when we sleep? Pull out that dream book. Give us a call. Let's look into the world of dreams together. What does it mean? Where do you go? Are you really experiencing what you experience in dream state? Hey, I had a doozy of a dream last night. I sure hope that was not going to happen in real life. Not a prophecy in my dream last night. I certainly hope not. But, you know, that's part of the allure of dreams, the attraction that draws us into the dream state, because we're curious beings. We are curious, and we're curious to know exactly what it means, where our mind, where our soul takes us when we close our eyes and the body kind of shuts down to an even keel, mellows out. That leaves our mind, our psyche, to travel at will. How cool is that? That's what we do, and that's what happens, and that's what we're going to talk about. In between telephone calls, of course, our lines are open, 347-237-5339, and we will take all callers for free mini readings and dream analysis. Also, for comments, if anyone has a comment about anything that we're talking about or about a reading that we have had here on the air prior, you know, I always love to get that feedback and those updates. So you can always give us a call. Let's see. We're going to roll on in with our first caller, Jill. Hey, Jill.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure. My friend Jill. And now you're telling me you're in a cool area, aren't you?
Today, Illinois.
Wow. I'm planning on visiting Illinois next year for the UFO symposium. It's going to be in Evanston, I believe.
Oh, really? That's not that far from me at all. That's about 35 minutes on a good day.
Wow. That's excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
where right next to Chicago.
Yeah. And it's going to be Star Wars UFO Symposium. It's a weekend.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be this year. Now, this past year it was in Florida, and the year before it was in Texas. And it's Paula Harris, and she moves things around a little bit. It's great.
Wow.
It's really cool. They're going to be talking about the Chicago O'Hare UFO incident. So that's going to be kind of like
okay.
A highlight.
Yeah, because I live in North Chicago, which is not Chicago, but it's right on the lake, 12 miles from Wisconsin.
Oh, that must be beautiful, dear.
Yeah.
You have that.
Well, it's okay.
Big, yeah, body of water. Well, you know, that's what brings up to you because you get your energy out of that water. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, getting your energy from the water, that's really nice to know. You know, I see a lot of balance in you, dear. It's like you're having a struggle for balance right now. That's the first thing I'm getting. And I see that balance is going to work its way out, but it's going to take it. You're in a long period, a long stretch of a period. I'm getting 2 days, 2 months, 2 years. And that tells me that the 2 days is the shortest. Okay. That will be the shortest amount of time with a major imbalance coming to the forefront and being dealt with. The 2 months is some smaller issues that are very important to you that are going to be pulled into balance. They're going to be a little rocky. Things are going to be a little rocky for 2 months, but things are going to balance out nicely towards the end of August. That looks really clear sailing after that. But from the whole, from the big picture, you've got a 2-year stint before where you're going to be using these energies to pull a lot of things into balance, almost like this period of maturation is you're facing this period of maturation and you have to tell yourself, yeah, I've arrived. Heck, you arrived years ago, hon, but you're catching up to yourself is what it is. That's why it feels out of balance.
Thank you. I have a
thank you.
That sounds accurate.
Good. Good.
I have a dream question, though.
Oh, go. I love dreams. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I used to be on the school board, which is a long story. The state removed us because we didn't vote on the charter school for Great Lakes. But anyway, right. I was really close to the superintendent, our acting school superintendent, who is a very well-known man, and he also works for the state of Illinois, and we were really close, and I kind of got upset with him over a principal that really should be removed. I've kind of distanced myself from him. We used to talk all the time. I had a dream that he was hugging me and hugging me and hugging me and saying he was going to miss me, like I was going somewhere, and he was. And I don't know, and it kind of felt real. And what does that mean?
All right, he was hugging you, and this is the man that you worked with?
Yes, like the acting school superintendent.
Okay, and in the dream, tell me again exactly, because there are some points I missed. Tell me
again.
Well,
it appeared that I was moving on or moving away or something, and he came. And there were like three people there, one I knew and two I didn't, and he came to say goodbye, and he hugged me for like 10 minutes. He had a few tears, kind of put his face in my neck, and like he was going to, you know, like he was really going to miss me. And then I said, I'm not even sure if I'm going anywhere yet.
Okay, and what was, did he have a reaction after that?
I don't remember one.
Okay. All right. So really, this whole thing, this whole dream, this is a man that you liked in real life.
Yeah.
So that shows. The idea about moving on and moving away and moving past, you were leaving this old life behind, and you were experiencing that in dream state. Leaving that life behind, moving forward to a new you. And he is going to miss the old you. He is going to miss, or actually it's not just him, because he does not represent himself.
Right.
Okay, the superintendent, the acting superintendent, he represents that old life. That's how it works. It's the old life. And you're saying, I'm not even sure that I'm doing this, but you are. And everyone else recognizes it except you. So you're coming to that realization in real life that you are moving forward in your own life, leaving behind people that you care about, and it's the right thing to do. Even if they're small steps, even if they're little tiny steps, it's your higher self is preparing you for what's coming on in your life, for the next steps in your life. This is a good dream because, you know, you're leaving a place. In the dream, you're leaving a place or supposedly leaving a place where you were loved. Okay, there were three people there. Each of these people were, you know, saying bye, in other words, in their own way. But mostly this one man who was the acting superintendent. Okay, so that's significant, okay, because that represents all the changes. Okay, he wasn't.
And he's a person in a position with a lot of power.
Power.
Even though
right.
he claims he doesn't have it.
Right.
Or he doesn't
exactly.
abuse it.
He is the person of power who is really sad to see you go, and it's genuine in the dream. It's genuine. So that's saying that, you know, these changes are hard for us to accept, but we go through them because they're necessary for our, how can I say, our unfoldment, our ascension. I mean, you know, those words get thrown around a lot. It's almost where they have no meaning. I mean, but when you unfold, you move forward. It's just think of the bud of a peony. Do you ever see a peony bud?
No.
Oh, they're so nasty looking and filled with syrup, and then the ants come up and they eat all the syrup off the bud, and that's what causes the bud to open. So that's what's happening when we have little difficulties in our life. They're just peeling off the syrup that keeps our bud closed so we can bloom and smell delightful. And that's going to be
Does he really feel like that? Is he that fond of me in real life? Do you get that?
Yes, I get that.
Yes.
I get that that was sincere. Yeah, I get that that was sincere. And that he would really miss, he was telling you that he would miss you because you really worked for the cause. And
yeah,
not
I did.
For, and, you know, and not for your own self, perpetuation, not to perpetuate yourself.
Right, thank you, because I needed clarity on that, because there are a lot, you know, I come, there's, this town, there's a lot of evil in this town, so I frequently tell people off, or call them out on things, and I'm like, you know, does this like, and he just doesn't, it doesn't seem to bother him that much.
Yeah. Dang, go Jill.
You know, and I'm thinking, you know, doesn't he think I'm a bitch, you know?
Well, you know what? Everybody has their own opinion, but you know what they say? They're kind of like armpits. We all have them.
Right,
so
that's true.
It's, you know, not to worry about that, dear. What the main thing is that you're coming into a period of balance, and it's going to be small increments. That's why I got the 2, 2, and 2. In 2 days,
okay.
2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. Small increments, that's all that's saying, is take baby steps. And I see where that comes in with your dream almost, because your peers are saying, bye, you're moving on, we're going to miss you, hate to see you go. And you're saying, oh, I'm leaving?
You know, and then can I just say one more thing? Do we have time?
Sure, dear.
Okay, I've been friends with someone for over 30 years, and there's a side to her when I've had to go to the doctor or get operated on and things like that. She's there and takes you and does these great, those kind of things. But there's this, she's a Gemini, and there's like a whole nother side where she's difficult, defiant, and defensive. And she doesn't think, and I've just been biting my tongue for so many years. I've had enough. I haven't been able to talk to her since Thanksgiving, and I don't know what my question is. Should I move on? I can't do the difficult defiance and defensive anymore.
I'm asking, and I get a vision of you and she howling at the moon together. Your friendship goes back lifetimes.
Okay.
And, yeah, it goes back lifetimes. There is a connection here between you. And I'm serious. The two of you are sitting, having a great time, howling at the moon together. And all that's telling me is that the both of you are old souls. You've done a lot of lifetimes together. And that is why there's that connection. Now, you've both taken different paths. In your life. And like you say, she's always been there for you, and she will probably always be there for you. But, and I say probably because there's a lot of things going on in her life right now.
Okay.
I'm seeing the opportunity for her to possibly move along, to move further, to move. So the way I'm getting it is just to hold your tongue. She is what she is, and these are all her experiences, and you're always going to set her straight. You're always going to let her know how you feel.
Okay, I have to now because I've been stuffing it for so long.
Yeah, and that's what
I'm
doing.
If I say morning, she argues, and she says afternoon. If I say afternoon, she tries to change it to morning. When it doesn't work, it's never going to work.
Isn't it great? Isn't that hilarious? Don't you think that's great that you've been put in that relationship with her and you've had it for years? And you know what? This could be part of that coming into balance.
Yes.
And maybe you're just going to pull her with you by example, not so much of opinion as by example, just being who you are. She's feisty. You're feisty. Oh, my goodness, you're like a married couple. When you look back at the lifetimes, that's what I get, like married couple bickering. But it's not. It's not.
Okay.
It's not. And I feel that she's going to be changing. I'm seeing movement on her side. And she's going to be doing this by watching you. And
okay.
How you've always acted. You're a teacher.
Okay.
You're a teacher. First and foremost, you're a teacher. And you have been for many lives. And I think that's why... you're active with the school board. That's why you're active with the powerful people in your area. And you know what?
Yes.
When you're ready to walk away from that, you walk away. I give it about 2 years. Things to really change for you.
Okay. That was excellent.
Cool. Cool. Cool beans. That makes me happy. And Jill,
yes.
If you'd like, I can keep you on hold if you'd like to continue to listen to the program. I've got other callers in the queue that I'd
like
to be able
to... Okay, I'll listen. Just keep me on and I'll hit my one.
I will keep you on and God bless you and sending lots of love your way.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. All righty, we're going to move right on. Let's see. God bless you, Jill. That's a wonderful thing. Great changes. We're talking to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Hi,
Bea.
I'm great.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful today. It's a rainy day in Florida.
Oh, is it?
Rainy. Yeah. Well, in my section of Florida, because I live way out in northwest Florida, so we're different.
Well, it's turned out beautiful here. It was raining yesterday. Actually, they were calling for a tornado. And
wow.
But it didn't. I don't think it happened, but the clouds were crazy.
That's what I was seeing yesterday. Yeah, I was seeing that yesterday here. I mean, in the physical, around here with the clouds.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It was like a rolling.
Right.
My
yeah.
dog.
I hear a puppy. What's the puppy doing?
She's talking to us. She's saying, "Come on, Mom."
I hear. Yeah, she is talking. She wants to be heard. What's your doggie's name?
Her name's Bella.
Bella. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. She's a great...
She's a love bug. Yeah, good doggy.
Well, she's very bossy. She really is. We took my mom to the beach or down to the point last night and took her for a SWIM. And
uh-huh.
And, she just barked at me, and Mom says, she's talking to you. I said, I know, she does it to me all the time.
Yeah, got a lot to say. She really does. And you know, this dog, this energy that this dog is holding, this pup, has been around you for years. That
yeah.
energy has been around you. Yeah, yeah. This has been in, this pet energy has been in other pets, in other words. That's what I get. I get this series of reincarnated pets that just loved you, all different types. I mean, from parakeets to cats to dogs to, you know, ferrets, just pet energy, this pet energy
animals
that's
like
been
me.
Around you. They do.
Animals like me.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you
and
know,
that's
the,
great.
Well, I think it always tells you a good person.
What do they say? You can't fool pets and kids.
Yeah, kids and pets both love me. So, I mean, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. She's an Airedale. And we had an Airedale before. And her name was Moogie. And she was a real princess. Anyway, my daughter's rather gifted intuitively.
Yeah.
And she said to me, Mom, you know, like Bella would never, actually Bella was my daughter's dog and she got her because we had to put Moogie down and I was just devastated over losing her. And so the interesting thing, Moogie used to always, you know, my girlfriend would come over and she'd run in and jump on the bed and Moogie go, you know, jump all over her too. And
yeah.
It was crazy.
Like a kid.
But Bella would never get on my bed. And
wow.
And my daughter said, Stephanie said, Mom, it's because Moogie is, that's Moogie's place, and she's still here in spirit. And,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
And I have a
heart. Have you dreamt about the dog a lot? Has she come back to you in dream state?
I'll tell you a little story. Years ago, it took me so long to get over losing Moog, and I sobbed for months after, and I was told, I called into a pet psychic, and she said to me, What does she look like? And I said, well, she had a black back and brown legs. And then she just said, that's not what she wanted you to say. She said, I'm a queen.
Oh, my. She picked her up right away. I'm a queen.
I was like, oh, my God. It was crazy. So I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what Bella's real purpose, because she wasn't really.
Excuse me.
But she's certainly controlling my life at the moment. So.
Oh wow.
But in a good way. In a good way. And
absolutely. Well, animals do that. Animals do that. I mean, I'm the cat lady here, and usually they're all over me. In fact, the little man just left. But they're animals just like to be around you. They like your energy, and. Your Moogie is certainly wanted to come back to you, and that's why I feel that energy may be in Bella. I see it. It is. It's definitely there.
It's definitely there.
That energy wasn't ready to leave you. And you've had other pets before.
Yeah. We had a Lassie dog, and she was like the last.
Oh, Lassie, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, she was a collie, and yeah, it was, that's when I was a kid.
Oh, a full size, the big one?
Yeah, well.
Wow, they're beautiful.
Well, she.
Gorgeous
she
dog,
was like
yeah.
The one, yeah, she was like the one that was on the Lassie show.
Yeah,
and, now, do you pick up anything with Bella, like health-wise?
Let me take a look. Okay, it looks to me like health-wise, it's like spin the wheel and have your pick. There's a few issues there. So it's almost like spin the wheel, have your pick. I'm seeing four issues for this dog. Why am I getting something with the spine? Is there a problem with her back? I feel spine weakness, spine. Like an arthritis maybe, or some kind of a degeneration. Not something that will kill her, but something that she could feel.
Yeah. Well, and, yeah. I mean, it happened a couple of years ago, and I used to take her out on the trail, and then it just became that she couldn't walk. Like, she couldn't walk. I'd have to practically drag her, you know, home. And she's still like that unless she can get into cold water. And so I just take her to the bay and let her and throw the ball out into the bay and let her swim.
Yeah, that's very good for her. That's healing. Oh, how wonderful. Healing energy. Healing energy for Bella. She's a water dog.
Well.
That's marvelous. But there's some other things. She has a dentition problems. I'm getting mouth. Sore mouth, I'm getting also. That's why I said spin the wheel, pick one.
Okay.
I'm getting dentition. She won't let you brush her teeth, will she?
No.
Yeah.
Never
she
would.
She doesn't like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. She doesn't like that. She's saying you're not doing that. But the back teeth, there's something in the gum line, there's something bothering her. I'm getting back teeth. I'm getting left and right side. I'm just getting back teeth that are bothering her.
All right.
But that's okay. She's still young. I mean, I don't get that this is an old dog.
No, she's seven.
She's seven. Well, so she's right in the middle. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, the significant part of that is, B, is that that's how old Moogie was. And I used to have this fear, and I think I've passed that now, but it was just because I wasn't here when Moogie got sick, and that was, and couldn't control anything there. But
I don't see this dog leaving you yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see her leaving you.
Well, that's good. She had some real heartbreak when I split up with my ex because, you know, he manipulated her. And she really, I don't know, she loves a man. And, like, he was sort of a man's man. And I think maybe that's what she missed.
She liked that action. Yeah, she liked that activity. Right.
Yeah.
And that's okay because, you know, you give her more than enough positive energy to fulfill her purpose here on life. And she's a companion, family companion, friend. I like that. I like it. And, you know, the funny thing is even though Moogie was the queen, I get this male energy around this dog, even though this is a female.
Right.
Too. I get male energy around this dog. This dog has male energy around her. Like, Moogie was the queen, but this one's the king.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that.
She's a lot more independent. You know, as you know, as a, I can see that. I can see that being. But
the water is healing for her. The water is healing for her. I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing, taking her swimming like that. Very good.
Well, I think it's good for me too, B. I think there's dual purpose. So,
absolutely.
But what I wanted to ask you about is work. Do you see anything coming up for me for work?
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of difficulty around that. Was there a real problem on your last job? Okay, wait, let me just instead of me asking the questions, I'm sorry, I should let you tell, you know, I should just tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting a man and a woman, and I'm getting it twice. The first time, the first flash I'm seeing is a man and a woman out of balance exchanging papers. And the man is scowling, the woman is smiling. The next vision I'm seeing is the man and woman separate. And she's doing her thing, and he's doing his thing, and never the twain shall meet. And I'm kind of wondering if I'm picking up more on your relationship than on your job. That's what it looks like.
Well, it could be both, B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It could be both. All right.
Yeah, because I looked after a man and a woman, and and she passed away.
Oh,
and
that's a thing. Ah, okay. Well,
and
he's still
and,
around the man then.
Yeah, but I'm not looking after him.
No.
He's in a home.
He's in a home now, right? No, he's not.
No, he's in his own home.
He's in his own home. Okay.
Yeah, his I had
family.
They had a family, but they didn't come, and I looked after them, and I would go in and out, and you know, and anyway, I couldn't stay looking after him, and because I couldn't deal with the son, because the son was all about money, I knew the time was ending, and
right.
I knew it was done, honestly. But I didn't know it was going to end with her passing away. She couldn't be honest with the family and tell them the truth of what she wanted. And then the other was probably my ex and I and paperwork and. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah, and then I saw the moving apart. But I wondered, now, as far as the job, though, market is concerned, I'm seeing a lot of activity around you, and it's like, here's the picture. You have a hand, a foot. So you've got yourself covered on all bases. That's what it looks like to me. I'm seeing you having it covered. So that's kind of that. Is telling me that there is work available for you that's out there, and you're aware of it, you're just not ready for it, whether it's your higher self is not ready for it or you're not ready for it, you know, in the physical. But I'm seeing that that's going to change, and I'm getting that change is going to be in five. So that's telling me 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, definitely not 5 years. But, between now and, gosh, I know that's a pretty long time, but I'm going to say between now and October is where I'm getting. But it seems that that's more of a permanent. You're going to be doing your own thing. You've got your own business. This is how I'm seeing it. You've got your everything is covered, all bases are covered. You're creating your own energy and money streams, and I'm seeing you with all the big sticks in your hand. You've got the whole bunch of sticks in your hand. You're the one with the big sticks. And you're just handing them out, allowing, you know, giving the other people this energy. So you're an energy giver, and you've got lots of it right there. And I can see you handing it over to others, sharing. And so that's telling me that you're not only not a caregiver, you're an enabler. But enabling others to find their way, not an enabler like a codependent. You're a person that has the power to enable others. And I feel that you're very ready, willing, and able to do this for people, to go out and give them the lift that they need. So it seems to me that you're going to find yourself in your own business, and that's going to be part of it. And if you desire, you can attract others who will do the same type of business as you, so that it's almost like a center for this enabling, this empowering.
Yeah.
You live in a small neighborhood, in a small area? where people are very kind of closed, or they closed off to the to energy and things like that, because I'm seeing you open up the door. Well, you're opening up the door. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you opening up the door, and it's a brilliant yellow once that door is open. So the sun is full bore, which is blessing, you know, blessing this activity.
Well, I think you're, you know, that's amazing, because I'll tell you, I had a little, I was having a, supposed to have a past life regression, and I couldn't go, and I couldn't do that. I couldn't, she couldn't take me there. But what happened was it ended up being a healing.
Wow.
And Archangel Michael, God, Metatron, Jesus, Buddha, all came in and told me that I would be having the gift of miracles.
Wow, I like that.
And I've learned this new healing modality of called Crystal Key, which I don't know whether you've heard of, but it is pretty amazing stuff. And I mean, I'm a Reiki master anyway, but but a lot of people do, like, I mean, and Reiki's amazing too, but I just felt I needed something different, and I came across Janine, and anyway, and I've taken the second level, and you know, I mean, I do feel I will have a healing center down the road, but I think I need to get out there and do some sort of one-on-one working with individuals initially in order to establish that.
Don't let go of that dream. That dream is a reality. That's a manifestation, dear. That's a reality. That's how I get it.
Yeah, it is in my heart, I can, honestly.
Yeah, I can see this, and I'm serious. When the door opens, it's golden yellow, so that's a very powerful color. You're going to be attracting others to work with you. So I feel that you're going to be opening up your area, and it's very important, because then that causes a vortex. You know, that vortex is what's going to bring other people in, because as it gently starts to spin, it opens up the heavens. It opens up that energy flow. And that's what's going to draw other people to your area, so, and to you. You're a very big part of this, Sandra. I think this is wonderful. Good. I'm with you.
Well, that's great. Listen, can I ask you one quick question about my daughter?
Four.
Well,
sure.
My daughter's getting married in August 24th, and and there's a bit of concern in the situation with his parents.
Right.
And can you know, the father has some alcohol issues, and.
Right.
Is there anything that I need to know going, you know, forward in dealing with this?
I don't see where the father is going to impact his son. I don't feel that the son is going to take after the father. If you're worrying about that, don't. Because your daughter is very strong and keeps him on a tight rein. Why is that? I see her being in control of you.
Really?
And and I see her doing it very gently. I don't see her doing it by slamming her foot down. I don't see her doing it by crying and saying, "Oh, I want my way." I don't see that. I just see her being very gentle. She knows this man. She knows the man she's marrying. She really knows him. And I don't see the father impacting the son's life, but do they work together? Does the son work with the father?
No, but he was, I guess, was sort of connected in the, his father had a service station, and and so Scott works in the business with like an insurance company as an an appraiser and adjuster, you know,
right.
dealing
right.
with that.
So he has, So they're aligned together. Okay, so they do cross paths in the business.
Well, his dad isn't working. His dad lost his business, all his dad is doing is drinking right now. And
his dad is. He thinks he's dead. He thinks his life is over. His dad, and his dad's going to have to get over himself. Honest to goodness, he's going to have to get over himself because it's not the end of the world. Not time for dad to die yet.
No,
he still has work to do, and you know he's going to need to open himself up, or it's going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this isn't going to be our problem. And I mean
right.
that with you and your daughter. It's not going to be your problem. It's going to be the problem of the son. And it's mm-hmm. going to fall on him. It's falling on that family. And your daughter is going to just skip right around it. I don't mm-hmm. see her being negatively impacted by the father. But the father is, I mean, he's like the devil when he's on booze. When he's drinking, he's like the devil. And when he's not drinking, he's like a lovely man. Hard
yeah.
worker, but he's in a real rough patch right now, and he can be highly volatile. So, I don't see him causing real problems at the wedding, but I see where he's going to be causing some problems down the road. Only because the son's going to have to clean up some of the messes that the dad's going to get into. But I feel that he's going to be strong enough to get out of this.
Oh well, that's good. Yeah, because they have Native background, and I think you're probably aware that you know the actually my chiropractor told me his wife his ex-wife was Japanese, and Japanese and Native people have the same they lack the same genetic part of their system that they cannot assimilate alcohol, and
right.
And so Scott.
Yeah, there's a gene. Yeah, there's actually a gene. Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, and so they can't assimilate it. And so Scott is very aware, and he's actually not drinking now because he knows he has it too.
Right, right.
And his dad, you know, is just in a, you know, his dad's in a slump, and his dad, you know, but Scott's only a kid. He's 23. You know, he's 23.
Yeah.
My daughter. 28.
But you know what? Scott's got a lot on the ball.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's got a lot on the ball.
Yeah. He's had to be an adult all his life, I think.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. No problem. I think the nice relationship for your daughter. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah. And you know, that's really funny, but they're soulmated. Your daughter and this man, Scott,
mm-hmm.
they're soulmated. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She rules the roost there, but in a very gentle way. She's a very smart young woman. She knows how to be a good woman for him. That's how I'm seeing it. Does that make sense? Oops, looks like we lost our Sandy on the phone. I'm sorry, Sandra, we lost you. But I'm going to move on to another caller, and when Sandra calls back in, if she has a chance to call back in, we can finish. Right now, we're going to go move on to area code 954. Hi, 954.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Who do we have here? What's your name?
My name is Darlene from Florida.
Aha, okay. Darlene, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
And you're in the humid state. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like me. Oh, gosh. It's killer out there today. I think it's 100% humidity.
I know. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But that's okay. We somehow get through it, don't we?
Yep.
So how can I help you today? We're doing free mini readings, and we're doing free dream analysis, and we're talking about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay, just a mini reading.
Okay. First thing I'm getting for you, I'm seeing you charging forward on a very sturdy steed. That's how I want to see it. It's a beautiful, powerful horse. And I see you riding it, and you are charging forward, unafraid, not scared, positive, with your heart and your mind synced together. Very strong vision of you riding this horse. Are you a horse person by chance?
Well, I'm learning animal communication.
So
I'm hoping that that comes through soon. I've been, you know, learning energy healing and in animal communication, but it really, you know, it's not where I want it yet.
Well, what this vision seems to be telling me is that horse is a very good is like your totem right now, right now. This is your totem. You know, our totems, sometimes we carry them our whole lifetime. Sometimes they switch off and on. But horse is with you right now, and this is carrying you very far. I'm seeing this being a very sturdy platform for you as far as the animal communication is concerned. You're very in tune, dear, and you're saying it's not coming as fast as you want, but it's there. It's there. It's around you. You're just not opening all the way up yet. But that door is about to open. And, yes, you have got that orange golden glow around that door frame is what I'm seeing. So when you open that door and you move through it, it's all going to come great.
And do you see when that will happen or what I have to do to make that happen?
Yeah, I see you picking, I see you picking stars out of the sky. I see you picking stars out of the sky, and these stars are telling you, are giving you messages. They're coming through for you. Each one that you hold in your hand is like a glow, a glow of energy. It's an energy mass, and you're using this energy mass to communicate. That tells me that insects, that tells me that butterflies, that tells me that lizards and reptiles, that tells me all forms of animal life are waiting for you. They're ready. They're waiting for you. So as you pluck out the star from the sky and use that energy, that tells me that that is when these doors start to open for you. Horse is very important for you, okay, as I'm seeing. Horse is important, and I'm seeing armadillo as being very important. Armadillo, very important for you because it's your protector, okay? Horse is your energy to move forward. That gives you the impetus to move. Armadillo wraps around you and protects you so that you can move forward unhindered. Lots of good energy here for you. But the job market is really tight around you. Are you starting your own business or are you doing your own business, working with someone else as an animal communicator?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I mean, I want to, but, you know, I don't feel confident enough yet.
Right, right. You don't feel confident enough, but you are. You are there. You are there. And that's why horse is carrying you and armadillo is protecting you. Before you go to bed tonight, if your sky is clear where you are in Florida, because it hasn't been up by me, but I just want you to spend a little time meditating, even if you do it on a screened porch, okay, just as long as you're out in the night air and as long as you're able to pull in all that nice evening clarity and energy, because it seems to me that it's meditation is what is lacking. Nature meditation. It's almost like the animals are waiting for you to sit in one spot and be calm. Do it if you can at night and really just allow your mind to float freely and see what you can pick up out there, out in your yard or in your garden. There's elementals that are around you that will help you as well. And fish. Wow, dolphins. You have a thing for dolphins? Let me say dolphins and manatees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dolphins and manatees. Are you anywhere near Crystal River?
No.
Oh, okay. Crystal River is a great place to see the manatees. Even up the St. John's River, I understand that they go pretty far in. As long as they're in fresh, warm water, they're good. I'm seeing dolphins, manatees. I'm seeing a lot of aquatic life around you and birds as well. Sit quietly and wait for the, here it is. I'm seeing you sitting, meditating, and I'm seeing a bird come by and fly by and give you a gift. So feathers. I'm seeing feathers around you. That's going to be validations for you. When you see the feathers, when you pick up feathers, that's going to be validating for you. I see you in deep meditation, and yeah, I wouldn't say I have the vision of St. Francis of Assisi with all the birds tweeting around his head and the happy flying clouds. But you're here, okay? You're on planet Earth. He's in heaven. You're on planet Earth. You got the flies and the gnats and the things that can be annoying, but I see you being accepting, and I see you being very calm and patient and meditating.
I do. I meditate a lot. I have a cat. Good. Do you see any cats?
I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing a kitty. Although
really?
I've got a cat sitting right here in my lap. and you might be picking up on him. Little Fred's been here with us the whole time. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
But evidently, the cat is a new soul. I'm getting your cat being a new soul, frisky and playful, being a very new soul. And that's good.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds great. Geez, you told me a lot. It gives me more confidence.
Good, dear. I'd love to see you do it because they're out there. They're waiting for you. But is there any way you can do your meditations outside?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, you know. I don't have a porch or anything like that. You mean at night?
At night.
I try to go to the beach as much as I can.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
And I do meditate down at the beach, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's good energy. The other place I'm getting, even if you are by your window that faces a yard or a garden, and be in the window with a candle and some incense and just clear yourself with that night energy. It just seems to me that the night birds, the night hawks are ready to open up with you. And I see that you'll be able to turn it off when you need to, okay? Because once the door opens, there's no going back. You're in it.
I've been seeing, I saw a couple of snakes, like one right after the other. The snakes, too?
Yeah, yes. Snakes are wonderful energy, too, by the way. They're a sign of completion. When you snakes, to me, they symbolize completion.
Really?
Yeah, some people are definitely afraid of snakes. I think they're beautiful. I don't want to own them. I want to appreciate them out in the wild, you know. And I see you doing that as well. You have your hand in nature, and nature is calling to you, dear. Nature is calling to you. Look for that pod of dolphin. The next time you're out at the beach, because the dolphin are they're the keepers of the ancient wisdom. So you really
When I do go to the beach, I do call for the dolphins. I haven't seen one yet. I did see a manatee.
Well, they're there. You did see a manatee? Cool. Yeah, they're great. Yeah, I like it. Good for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It.
Warmest blessings. You bet. All righty, darling. I'm going to put you on hold in case you want to hang out. All right.
Thanks.
Let's move on. We've got one more caller to take. Area code 973. Hi. Hello, 973.
Hi, how are you talking to me?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am excellent, and you, I ran home from football practice, turn that radio down. I said, oh, no, I have to thank you today.
Oh, God bless you. I'm so happy. How can I help you?
Yes, I just wanted to know what you get from my boyfriend, Michael.
Michael, oh, I love Michael. You know that. You know I just love him.
Well, he loves you, too, and he doesn't know it.
He don't even know it. But you know what? I see
he
many
didn't even know it.
He doesn't know
what to do
yet, but I'll tell you something. I'm seeing the vision I have is very interesting. I'm seeing you holding, you're holding like a bowl. In this vision, you're holding a bowl. You're holding it up to the sky. The bowl is it's a beautiful bowl, multicolored. Okay, so it's a multicolored like a glass, like carnival glass, if you can picture that. And you're holding this bowl up to the sky, and as you're collecting all these blessings, I see Michael standing right next to you with his arm around your waist, and I'm seeing two children. These two children are very happy souls. They're playing ring around the rosy like with each other, and they're close in age, maybe a two-year difference. I don't know how this fits into your world here, but this is what it looks like, and above you is a rainbow. That rainbow is telling me, just like the colors in that carnival glass bowl that you're holding up, it's like they're matching. And you've got the pot of gold. And Michael fits in with that dream. Michael fits in with this vision because he is there with his arms around you, supporting you, and you're the leader.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting vision. A lot of symbology there. The rainbow is a great symbol. That kind of takes in everyone, everything. It takes in all of God's creations, all of us.
Yes, it does.
So that's telling me that that's both of you together, is you're very positive together. And you will both of you stand to do a lot of work together. You know, you're going to work together. I see family and almost like you're saying bon voyage to the world and going traveling with your family. Do both of you do, gosh, that's weird. Do both of you do ministry work? Is he
we will, yes, he's a light worker. Yes, he is coming into that. Exactly, yes.
Well, I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing that this is going to be very good. That's why there's so much brilliance around both of you together and what's shining and glowing. And I'm just seeing shining, glowing, rainbow colors. I'm seeing the beautiful prismatic, that glass that you're holding up. And you're holding this, and as the sun catches it, you can see the rainbow around you, and man and woman and two children. Do you have children?
You know what? We do have children. They're 2 years apart. I have a 9-year-old. We just turned 9, and he has twins that are 6, but I don't know if you're seeing new children. I don't know.
I see a boy and a girl, and I'm seeing them dancing. That's what I'm seeing, a boy and a girl dancing. There's about a 2-year age difference between them. But I see a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, dear. And gee whiz, we're out of time. Yep, quick question. Go right ahead.
He's coming here today. He has a show. Do you see what's going to come of that?
He's coming to see you today?
No, he has a show. He's coming to New York in another area, so.
Oh, excellent. 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 So he'll be out and about and busy. So you'll be in touch with him later.
Okay.
I'm seeing a connection. Yeah, I'm seeing the connection. It's like you have got Yeah, I'm seeing
I'm
going
to have to call you because I'm planning on doing something big for him with my city. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to talk to you. I think that's what you're talking about. I have, like, some elected officials getting ready to give
getting
him, you know, like, some accolades. So you are right about everything. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Oh, baby girl. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. And keep in touch with
you
me,
too.
Okay?
Absolutely. Thank
and we're about... We're about it. That's about it for us, folks. Thank you for joining us today here on the Metaphysical Edge. We did some dream work and we did some free mini readings, and I'm sending happy joy to each and every one of you. Warmest blessings and thank you.